Now, for a good smog to develop, we really need a temperature inversion. So the temperature variation in the troposphere, remember, we start with the surface being hot. As we move away from the surface, we get cool. We get colder. As a result, hot air at the surface then rises and cold air up above descends, so we get turbulent mixing. Under a temperature inversion case, we've got the opposite situation. We've now got cold air at the bottom, we've got hot air sitting up above, which is the same sort of characteristics as in the stratosphere. And in those situations then, if we've got a coal fire burning, then the smoke comes up, it rises because it's warm, but then it realises that it's actually in a zone of cold air and sitting above its hotter air. And at that point, it just spreads out underneath the inversion base. And these inversion bases are quite easy to see. You can fly into a city and you'll go through and you'll hit a barrier of really dirty air sitting directly above the city. And so that's where the inversion barrier is. Now, for smoke particles to cause problems, they'd be breathing them in directly, but also the second thing is they actually act to induce the formation of the fog, acting as condensation nuclei. And once that fog's formed then, we get the subsequent reaction of sulfur dioxide to form sulfuric acid in it,